KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 36 degrees in Atlantic. A wind advisory currently in effect until 6 p.m. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A truck driver from Florida escaped injury after the semi he was driving toppled over on Interstate 80 yesterday due to high winds. The Iowa State Patrol says 30-year-old Alexandru Coglancy of Orlando, Florida, was traveling on I-80 eastbound about 2 miles west of the Avoca exit around 2 p.m. when a severe weather event described as a tornado blew the 2010 Kenworth semi across the interstate. The rig came to rest in a westbound ditch. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by Avoca Fire and Rescue and deputies of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department. At about the same time, a semi was blown over on I-80 in Cass County. Another was toppled on Highway 34 in Adams County, east of Corning, at around 2:15 p.m. The injuries there were said to have been minor. The National Weather Service in Valley, Nebraska, confirmed Wednesday evening an EF1 tornado struck about 2 miles south and west of Avoca Wednesday afternoon, sometime around 2 p.m. The twister, which was seen on various pictures captured by motorists and residents, had a path about 4 miles long and packed winds of up to 110 miles per hour. The tornado dissipated about 4 miles north of Avoca. Its strength was based on preliminary information compiled during a damage assessment. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Coordinator Doug Reed told KJAN News Wednesday evening that the tornado was primarily in the rural areas.
Basically, we had south and a little west of where we had that semi that was blown over on I-80 is roughly where we think the tornado might have started, and it blew over some trees and basically took out at least one corn crib and a power pole and blew it across a neighboring field. Came to the interstate, believe it blew over that semi, and then continued north from there across York Road, where it blocked that county road with down trees and power lines, and then continued up north and east in the Shelby County.
No injuries were reported. The National Weather Service said while unusual, tornadoes in November are not unheard of. The most recent outbreak was in 2005 when there were 12 twisters. Four of them were weak EF0s. One was an EF1. Two were EF2s, while another was an EF3 packing winds of 136 to 165 miles per hour. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said Wednesday the crews were out assessing damage from that apparent tornado that crossed over from Pottawatomie into Shelby County Wednesday afternoon. His preliminary report indicated the damage was minimal and no injuries were reported. Seibert said some downed power lines were observed at 400th and M16 and on Juniper Road. Damage to an outbuilding and trees at one rural location was additionally being investigated. And as was the case in Pottawatomie County, emergency management personnel called for spotters to be placed into position prior to the storms moving into the area. Just before 2 p.m., the Weather Service issued a tornado warning for Shelby County, with reports of a funnel cloud crossing the interstate in strong rotation indicated by radar. Spotters were placed county-wide and sirens activated for the cities of Tenet and Harlan. At around 2:10 p.m., Seibert says a wind gust at the Harlan Airport was clocked at 76 miles per hour and heavy rain was occurring. An emergency management spotter reported a tornado on the ground with debris about the same time. The tornado warning was canceled at around 2:12 p.m., and Seibert says this was a very unusual event for November. In the funeral announcements, Helen Coor, age 92 of Walnut, died October 29th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Helen Coor will be today at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Phyllis Burrows, age 94 of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. A celebration of life service for Phyllis Burrows will be today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Joseph Joey Wagner Williams, age 28 of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life visitation with the family of Joey Williams will be this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Verlene Linton, age 96 of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Ruth Linton will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Albert Ty Joseph Frederick, age 91 of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Ty Frederick will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vernon Sanbothy, age 82, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. A massive Christian burial for Vernon Sanbothy will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. William Oliver, age 64, of Adair, died October 21st. Memorial services for William Oliver will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care has the arrangements. And Shirley Bostrom, age 87, formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in Bella Vista, Arkansas. Burial of ashes for Shirley Bostrom will be held at a later date in the Atlantic Cemetery. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.